ですね。The Zoom working?
Yeah.
Okay, good, perfect. So, I forgot the laptop, I'm using the phone and shit. And is the sound okay?
Yes.
Yeah, great. So we're on the Daf Dalet Amud Aleph Amud Beis. And we're in the middle of the sugya of Baal Ta'achar. The sugya of Baal Ta'achar, meaning that there's a time constraint in bringing various obligations. So at the very bottom of Dalet Aleph, the Braisa listed the various obligations that have a halach of Baal Ta'achar, and they include the various korbanos and the various obligations and some monetary obligations which I make towards the Beis HaMikdash. And on Dalet Amud Beis, the Gemara listed the different positions of the Tanoim as to what constitutes the din of Baal Ta'acher, how much time I have to be able to bring any of these pledges or obligations without being in violation of Baal Ta'acher. Thank you very much. So the different positions that we have. So one shita says that one has three regalim, whatever three regalim there are. And one position says that you only have one yomtif. And one position says that you have chagasukos. Could be that that's the next yomtif. Could be three yom tovim away. The position that concerns us in Masechta Rosh Hashanah is Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, that says that it's three kisidron, the three yomim tovim kiseder. Now, what establishes the order of the yomim tovim? So that's what our Mishnah said. Our Mishnah said that it was that it was Pesach. The Mishnah said it in a more in a different nusach. The Mishnah said the yomtiv that's in the month of Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, establishes the calendar and the cycle for the Yomim Tovim. So that was how we came to this whole sugya. What does it mean that I need a Rosh Hashanah? I need a Seder for the Yomim Tovim. Why a Seder? So the answer is because there is, Reb Shimon says that I'm only in violation of Baal Ta'acher when I have procrastinated and bringing my pledge to the Beis HaMikdash, and the three Yomim Tovim in order have passed. All right. Now, last week we discussed whether it applies to abs to every single obligation that I have. So that's what the last line of Dalet Amud Aleph in the top of Dalet Amud Beis. It certainly talks about korbanos, but it also includes the very top of Dalet Beis, Leket Shikhan Peya. Leket Shikhan Peya was the mnemonic device that Rabbi Schwab gave for advice to Darshanim. And Leket, the halacha of Leket is that if there are two berries that are left, so then that's called Leket. If there are three berries, then you pick it off. So when somebody once asked Rabbi Schwab for advice for Darshanim, he said, Leket Shikhan Peya. Leket is only say two ideas. Don't say three ideas. Shikha is if you're speaking and you forgot something, forgot to say something, leave it. Don't go back and get it. And Peya is the corner. You have to leave the corner. He says, leave something for somebody else to say. The Leket Shikhan Peya are agricultural obligations that happen at the time of harvest. So how can I be over Baal Ta'achas? It means, in other words, the Anim is supposed to come and get it now. I don't control who picks up Leket Shikna Bay. Where's the Rabal to Acher? So that's what Tosva says. There could be a situation where the Aniyim are not around. The Aniyim didn't come. So if the Aniyim didn't come, the Aniyim had better fields to go to. So at some point, the Gemara says, I'm not supposed to leave it for the squirrels. I'm supposed to leave it for the animals. It's for the Aniyim. So if it's coming to a point where Aniyim are not coming and it's not in their best interest to let them sit on the vine and shrivel, then I collect them. Oh, now once I collect them, so now I can hold on to them. And if three of them told them go by and I haven't, the Aniyim haven't come, then I have to be proactive and find the Aniyim and give it to them. That's how Baal Ta'achar would work in Leket Shikun Peya. And then the question was raised, what about when it comes to tztaka? Because it said tztaka on Dalet Amud Aleph. Tztaka is, how does tztaka apply? How does Baal Ta'achar apply to tztakos? So there are three different opinions as how that could be. One position is that if Aniyim, it's similar to Leket Shikun Peya. If there are Aniyim around, the general rule is, and we will look at this with greater focus when we get to Daf Vav, because the Mor there has a whole sugya on on the timing of my obligation when it comes to Sukkah. But when it comes to Baal Ta'achar, so we will map out that most Rishonim say that Baal Ta'achar, that the obligation to give Sukkah is Miyad. As soon as I can, I promise to give Sukkah as soon as I can do it. I should take care of it. So I say I'm going to take care of the poor as soon as I can. So where does Baal Ta'achar come to apply Sukkah? So the Rav Rishonim will say that that the concept of Baal Ta'achar is a base HaMikdash concept. The concept of Baal Ta'achar is, I'm going up to Yom Tov, I'm going to Yerushalayim. So if I'm going to Yerushalayim, so I have to bring my Chatois and my Shomis and any Korban, my Korban Toda, and my Trumis and my Kekainim are there. So I'm not going to be able to, the Kekainim haven't come to collect, I'll bring there. There is a Pasuk in the middle of Parshas Emor. In the middle of Parshas Emor, after the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah, there's a pasuk about bringing Leket Shikun Peya. And everybody wonders, what is that doing in the middle of the Yom Tov Tik Korban? The reason probably is because the Rambam writes that if I have various matonos la'aniyim and I haven't had an opportunity to allocate them, so then I bring them up to Yerushalayim and I take them there and there'll be aniyim in Yerushalayim. So part of the Yom Tov was that if I haven't, the Chalal, when it comes to Yom Tov, the Torah says that I have to be Mesameach Aniyim. So one of the ways of being Mesameach Aniyim is if I have Matnos Aniyim, that I haven't, Aniyim didn't come and take it. So now I have them with me. So I should bring them to Yerushalayim and allocate them to Aniyim there and give them a nice Yom Tov. If I have local Aniyim, I give it to local Aniyim. But I don't have local Aniyim. So here's a Yom Tov. All the people nearby are taken care of. I still have more food. So take it up to... So there, the Gemara says that when it comes to the three regalim, if I have this money sitting aside, I have Leket Shikun Peya sitting aside, and it's still there, and I haven't... and I had Baruch Hashem no Aniyim in my town. So now, three Yom Tov later, I have to bring it up, otherwise we have Baal Ta'achar. That's what some say, when it comes to Tztaka, take care of the Aniyim right away. And that it wouldn't even apply to the Rashba says that there is no connection between Tztaka and Baal Ta'achar, because Tztaka has got nothing to do with Yerushalayim, nothing to do with the Regel. Why should the regal be a schedule for tztaka? That is part of the schedule for any korban. That would make sense because I'm supposed to be in Yerushalayim. So because Baruch Hu didn't, according to some, because Baruch Hu said you have stuff that goes around, bring it right away. Others say no, because Baruch Hu said you have a little bit of slack. Maybe in the first Yom Tov, you're going to Yerushalayim, you have the entire family, you're ready, you're renting one U-Haul, you can't bring up your korbanos. Next Yom Tov, plan better, you buy two U-Hauls, a van, so next, maybe they won't come all at the same time. Over the course of three of them told me, I should be able to bring my all my pledges, but Stoker doesn't belong there. And then there's a shita that says that the same idea, but explains it a little bit differently. The Ritva, the Meiri say the difference between staka and matanas laniyim is that matanas laniyim are imposed upon me. Because Baruch Hu said this, you have to give ma'aser for laniyim. Because Baruch Hu said you have to give the leket shekun peya. Staka is something which I accepted upon myself. So when it comes to obligations that are imposed upon me by Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me a schedule. They gave me a 3 yomtiv to pay it out. But if I accept something upon myself, so then it becomes obligatory right away, unless I make some kind of condition. If I decided to give a certain amount of staka, so part of my thinking in giving staka is when will I be able to give it? So if I can't give it now, so I say I pledge to give staka after a certain period of time. If for some reason I want to pledge staka, it's an ace tsara. So I want to give. Use a neder as a form of tefillah, but I don't have the money right now. So then it's better to say I'm going to take care of it at some later time. But otherwise, part of my promise to give money to tzedakah is to give it right away. So most rishonim say that tzedakah has a much shorter envelope of time when I'm obligated to bring it, and baal ta'acher would only apply to some specific tzedakahs that I'm going to bring to Yerushalayim. But again, we'll look at that much more carefully when we get to the sugya. Michael?
What about the case of a maser sakun? So a person has to look at the range of eligible income.
Right.
To which to make, to calculate it.
Right.
And then to give, and it could be a sizable sum of money.
Right.
And they have it immediately.
Yes, so maser sakun is... So machlokes with the ma'aser k'safim is that then they rise it, then they run a minog. Some say that they rise it because of last week's parsha, because Yaakov Avinu says aser son alach, right? Aser to aser is a very specific halacha, ma'aser beima. We expand it to other forms of ma'aser. Most hold that ma'aser k'safim is either a drabanan that is styled after ma'aser, or some even say it's a minog. So machlokes how he paskin. So it would probably. Probably, if I have not allocated the maser k'safim, I don't think that the clock starts ticking. And the earning the money, I don't believe that I have a 3-regel limit on allocating the funds. What is the question of how one allocates maser k'safim? What you're alluding to depends on the nature of the business, and if of the nature of the calculations. If I have a business where it's a clear, I don't know if there is such a business where there is a clear ongoing source of income. I guess it could be if I have a salary. And I have a contract, and I'm not expecting any acts of God to interrupt that. So then, as I get my money, I can give my six offer. But if I'm running a business, so then there are ups and downs. So then, and there are costs, and there are. Now let's say I run a business. So there's a cost of advertising. So in Tishrei, I pick up a customer and I complete a contract and I get paid. But 2 months later, I'm advertising. I have an expense. So how do I figure out what my revenue is? My advertising is an expense, right? Or I could have a situation where 1 month I build, so I got... a very good revenue, but the next month I didn't build that much. So in our minds, the business is not. I don't evaluate my revenue on a monthly basis. I need a period of time. A person has a hedge fund, so then certainly there are ups and downs. So if he gives a meiser after every sale in which he's made a profit, and he doesn't subtract for his losses, it's a good thing, but he's giving much more than meiser. So then the question becomes, well, so where do you, what's your period of time in which you make that determination? How do you, so the Pashto says that if the business has certain, has a certain rhythm to it, so that would establish the period of time. If there's a certain cyclical nature of the business, so then you would go for a full cycle. If the business doesn't have a cyclical nature to it, so then, and let's say a person has the summers are, he's in the tourist business, so summers are great, Hanukkah good, right? Cheshvan, beginning of Kislev, middle of winter, nothing. Person runs a sports a ski lodge, that's for care. So he has to look at one full cycle and then pick an arbitrary point in that cycle. The person doesn't have a cyclical business, so then he has to pick an arbitrary point. So most Sfarim say, so you pick Elul, so you take care of your tzedakah before Tishrei. Lani is daiti. I always thought that that nowadays we would pick the December time, right? Because that's when you're making a cheshbon anyways. So you're making a cheshbon, so it's easiest to keep your, in other words, a person, Elul, once you take a project, how much they're going to make. And Elul, they can, they give tzedakah with a projection in mind. But the mechayev comes up in December, because that's when I know. So I make my real cheshbonos. And I make the cheshbonos anyways then. So, and then you're also going to know how much the tax expenses. So that's what I thought, that December makes it, that's an arbitrary issue. I don't think there's any baal to acher until I've made my, in that case, I haven't made up any pledges. Once I've allocated the money, and I know how much I'm supposed to give, so then there's a question, is it miyad, is it right away? I have to have three regolim. So most of the Rishonim say the obligation is right away. They have the money, it's right away. Then the same Rishonim would say that if I'm not able to distribute it now, then I have 3 months, I have three regolim to distribute. Yeah. Okay. It's an Emma, right? See him a mishpati father. Vishaver with tzedaka. So the tishba will be resolved by giving tzedaka. So that's why the tzedaka is. Okay. Good. Just people on Zoom. Sam mentioned that the pasuk that I referred to before, which refers to the Matnos Aniyim in the middle of the parsha of Yom Tov, is between Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah. So that the pasuk is there altogether is surprising. What's it doing in the Yom Tov? So that's why I think it's part, because part of Aliyah LeRegel was emptying out and bringing to Aniyah Yerushalayim. And Sam pointed out that Rosh Hashanah points out that the Yom Tov that exists between Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah is the Yom Tov of Tisha B'Av. That Los Lavoi is going to be a Yom Tov, Tisha B'Av and Shavuos B'Tammuz will celebrate the Luchos Rishonos, pre-Egel Luchos Rishonos, and Tisha B'Av will celebrate the mission of the Raglim, but not the outcome. So that'll be the that's a vort from Rabbi Hillel Goldberg in Denver. Okay, so now that's a good recap. Let's look inside. So let's look at the Gemara. Now asks the question: where do all these positions come from? So we're looking at the Gemara where it says, "Rab Meir, my taima." Is that the right place to start? Now let's start a few lines up. My taima de Tanakama. What is the reason of the Tanakama? So this we pointed out that the Gemara, that the Torah says in Parshas Devarim, the Torah teaches the halachas of the regalim, and then the last one that it teaches is Sukkos. And then the pasuk says that Sholosh Pa'amim Bashanei Re'echol Zechorcha, three times over the course of the Yom year, we will have a Lila Regel. As Pnei Hashem Alekecho Ba'amokoyim, Asher Yivchor B'chaga Matzois, B'chaga Shus Chaga Sukkos. B'chaga Sukkos was just mentioned. So why is Chag HaSukkos included? We just, so, Michte, Minayo Solik, Lom Lemahadir, and Michte, Chag HaSukkos, Shema Mino Lebal Ta'acher. So this is teaching me that when I go up to Yerushalayim, I have an obligation to bring my pledges. And the three, and it's three Yamim Tovim that are the Shir, the amount of time that I have in order to fulfill my pledges. Reb Shimon Aimer, Einet Tzarech Lom B'chag HaSukkos, Shemboi Dibur HaKosov, Lom HaNemar, Lom HaShizah HaAcharei. The Tanakhama held that the three Yom Tovim were repeated in order to create a set of three, in order to say that I have three Yom Tovim over which to bring the my pledges. And Reb Shimon said that the extra entries within the Chag HaSukkos. We were talking about Chag HaSukkos. And now it says, and in addition to Chag HaSukkos, so we have to bring our obligations on Pesach and Shavuos. But there's no reason to repeat Chag HaSukkos. So Reb Shimon says the reason that Chag HaSukkos is repeated is in order that we would appreciate that it's the Seder of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos that has to be that has to have transpired in order for me to be held responsible for Baal Ta'achar. So the Tana Kama holds any three Yom Tov in any order, and Reb Shimon holds no, it's the Regalim in order, and our Mishnah and Rosh Hashanah said the order begins with Pesach. Rav Meir says, one Yom Tov, you have to bring your obligations on the upcoming Yom Tov. My time of the Siv Uvos, so Shomma Vevesim, Shomma. You'll come to your shrine, bring them. A mitzvah say to bring. And Rav Meir holds, everybody holds it's a mitzvah say to bring. Every time I come to the Yerushalayim of a Yom Tov to bring my pledges. But Rav Meir says that the mitzvah say defines the mitzvahs loy sa'aseh as well. My time with the siv, Rabbanon hu la'aseh. Rabbanon don't accept Reb Meir because they say that the aseh of the obligation to bring does not define the lo sa'aseh. Reb Meir came into Omer le'Rachmon aisi, v'loy aisi me'melo komli me'val ta'acher. The machlekes of Meir Rabbanon is the mitzvah avu me'beisim shoma connected to the Easter of Loi Sa'acher. Are they two distinct dinim? The mitzvah of Uvas Hashama is you're coming to Yerushalayim, bring your pledges. We don't bring them, we are mevatel that essay. Okay, end of the story. Then, two, three Yom Tom later, I'm over Baal Ta'acher. Or is the Torah establishing a schedule? You're going to Yerushalayim, you have to bring certain things with you. You have to bring Shalmei Chagiga. You have to bring Oilas Riyah. And you have to bring any outstanding pledges. And the obligation to bring those outstanding pledges of anything coming to Beis HaMikdash is established by the mitzvahs asay of Uvos Sashon Beis Mishama. And is that if that's the mitzvahs asay, that should define the lois asay of Baal Ta'achar as well. That's the machlekes between the Tanoim. Are they two distinct halachas? That according to Reb Meir, there's one din. You come to Yerushalayim, bring all the stuff that you have to bring to Yerushalayim. That's part of your, that's what Yom Tov is. And according to the other Tanoim, there is a mitzvah asay to be that whenever I come to Yerushalayim, I should come with all the stuff. But there's a separate din of not being a procrastinator. Not being a procrastinator, that's three Yom Tov. It's a different, it's not establishing my obligation to come to Yerushalayim in a certain way. It's a, I'm not allowed to delay on fulfilling my obligations. It's different ways of looking at, is Aliyah L'Regel the opportunity to bring, in fact, we'll give, go a step further. There is a discussion that the Chorinim raise, if I don't go to Yerushalayim, am I still over about the Acher? I missed the circus. So is Baal Ta'acher three trips to Yerushalayim? If I go three times to Yerushalayim and I don't bring my korbanos, I'm over Baal Ta'acher? Or is it the amount of time when three Yom Tovim passed? Is it three missed opportunities of coming to Yerushalayim? Or is it three Yom Tovim? So the Pashto says from our sugya is three Yom Tovim. The Gemara does not seem to indicate that it's a that has to do with finding myself in Yerushalayim. However, the some of the Achronim point out that the mitzvahs asay of uvos shama veizim shama, that is contingent on going to Yerushalayim. In other words, that, and that's what most of the Tanaim would say. The mitzvah of uvos shama is a din. If I'm coming to Yerushalayim, I should bring all the stuff that I bring to Yerushalayim. Baal Ta'acher is not that I that how can I come to Yerushalayim and no, Baal Ta'acher is a period of time. The period of time, what's the raya? Because even if I don't go to Yerushalayim, I'm not, I'm still over Baal Ta'acher. If I don't go to Yerushalayim, I'm not mevatel to say b'vos l'shem v'esem shama. So it's two different dinim. One is Yerushalayim focused. One is once I'm going, I should bring all the stuff that I should be so excited about coming to Yerushalayim. I want to take care of everything right away. And the other is the passage of time. How much time can I let go without taking care of my obligations? So that's the, and then the Gemara says, Rebelozer ben Yaakov, my time at the Chsiv, Eile Sasu Lashem bin Moy Adeichem. Miyut Moya Dim Shanaim, Rulozer ben Yaakov, and there are Rishain Mopaskin, like Rulozer ben Yaakov, because the Gemara says, Mishnas, Rulozer ben Yaakov, Kavinoki, not so many halachas, it's well sifted. We don't have him in Shas so often, but we have him. He worked it out very, very well. So there's some Paskin this way, not the mainstream, but some do. What's his din? Any two Yamim Taibim. So we have Rav Meir says, when's Eir Baal Ta'acher? One Yom Tov. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, two Yom Tovim. Tanakama said, three Yom Tovim. And Rav Shimon says, three Yom Tovim, Kisidron, one Marshita, and that'll be the Sukkos. Rabbanon, Ahu Lech Rav Yoina. The Amrits, we ask Rabbanon, what do you do with the Pasuk? Eile Tasu Lashem B'mayadechem. That's an extra Pasuk. You got to take care of these on Yom Tov. If I wouldn't have this pasuk, I would know you have to bring your various obligations on Yom Tov. Ein letasu l'Hashem b'moydechem levad midedreichem v'midoseichem l'leiseichem. Do all of these korbanos. That's why they're listed there. So Rav Elazar ben Yaakov says, do all of these korbanos within two yamim tovim. That's Baal Ta'acher. And the chachamim who hold that I have three yamim tovim, they say that it's in order to create a certain equivalence between all of the Yomim Tovim. The Omer Rav Yoina, Rav Yoina's din, Hukshu kol ha-moyadim kulam zeh lazeh. All the Yomim Tovim are equated. Now here comes a surprise ending. I would have asked you, what is the hekesh of all Yomim Tovim? You'd say, well, they're all Osir and Melacha and Mutar Echol Nefesh. You would say, Simchas Yom Tov. Right? He would say Alila Regel. He'd say Korbanos Musaf, and then not the all the exact same. So Gemara says, that we all know. That every Yom Tov, we bring our Korban Sawyer. It's one of the Musafim. And what is the Korban Sawyer? Sawyer Lachatas. What is it? What's the Chatas? What's the Chait of every Yom Tov? So apparently, there's one chait that has to be addressed every Yom Tov. Tumas Mikdash Ukdasha. that people will come to Beis HaMikdash and they don't realize that they came when they were Tamei. They didn't go through the whole process. Or they brought something that was Tamei. It's a surprising thing. But we understand it very, very well. There's such an excitement to come to Yerushalayim. So a person forgets that he was exposed and he has a 7-day quarantine with the Paraduma in order to come back to Yerushalayim. Right? The person doesn't want it. His whole family is going to Yerushalayim. Right? The whole family is going to be there. No, so he made a mistake and he was playing with the sheretz. Right? Right? He had to take care of, he had to make a hospital visit. So he figures maybe it was before Shkia. It's like the 7 days before. We can understand very, very well that a person could end up, and then he realizes he made a mistake. He pushed, he followed the 10-day, not the 14-day quarantine, whatever it is. Tumas Mikdash Kedusha. So people want to go to Beis HaMikdash. So we sometimes go inappropriately. So apparently every Yom Tov, the Chazal said the Kadosh Baruch Hu put into Kadosh Baruch Hu appreciated. It's almost like the way I look at it, it's almost like a positive thing. Kadosh Baruch Hu knew that Jews were going to be excited to come to Yom Tov, to Regel. They want to stay home. They don't stay away. So people are going to forget that they're Tomei. They're going to make a mistake in the Cheshbonos. So every Yom Tov, we have to bring a kapara for Tumas Mikdash Kedoshim. It's interesting. It's part of the Aliyah LeRegel. So that's what the Gemara says.
But it's also Rosh Chodesh.
Correct. The next, Rosh Chodesh is the source for all of this. That's what Rashi points out.
So we don't have that excitement on Rosh Chodesh. You're not running up to Yerushalayim.
The Rosh Chodesh is the source, but I think that's the voice is for a different reason. Let's hold on 1 second. Look at the Rashi. Hekeshu Nerviyayna. V'sech Teshuas Yitzrach Loimar Shekol Si'irei HaRegolim Mechaprim Altumas Mikdash Kedoshim The Alfinon Misar de Rosh Chodesh, Tichsiv Bei, Leseis Es Avon Ha'eda. So, as Nehemiah is pointing out, the source of all of this is that the serving in Rosh Chodesh. We're used to thinking about the Medrash, that the Tzor Hashem, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mechapra, Shomi Atati Es Ha'yereach, but that's the Medrash. But the Pshat and Pasuk is Laseis is Avayna Eda. So, question is, why would Rosh Chodesh be the time when we would initiate this idea of Tumas Mikdash Kedoshim? There the Pasuk says Laseis is Avayna Eda. What's the Avayna Eda? Where people try to, what's the communal hate? So Chazal say it's trying to get into Beis HaMikdash. Be less careful because they didn't have the aura of Yom Tov. But it doesn't sound like that. Right, the seir that was brought was part of the Korban HaSayyim. Korban HaSayyim. So why would you say Rosh Chodesh was set aside as, yeah. So what the Torah writes that Rosh Chodesh was set aside to celebrate. It was set aside when Kadosh Baruch Hu set aside Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And the Torah writes that Rosh Chodesh, when Kadosh Baruch Hu said Rosh Chodesh Nisan is Rosh Chodesh for Nisan, so then Kadosh Baruch Hu was Mekadesh all the Rosh Chodeshim. That's what the Torah writes, that women have a Yom Tov in Rosh Chodesh. Why? Because their real Yom Tov started with their dedication to the Mishkan. Because when Kadosh Baruch Hu asked for the women to provide all of the goods for the Mishkan, so the women came they charged forward. By charging forward, so they showed that when they didn't give their jewelry for the ego, that they didn't want to do it for the ego, not because they didn't want to give up their jewelry. So the Rosh Chodesh showed that the women were disfavorably involved with Avodah Zarah and very favorably involved with Binyan and Mishkan. So in Rosh Chodesh Nisan was the day when the Kadosh Baruch Hu Shekhinah came down to Mishkan. So the Torah writes that Rosh Chodesh Nisan became a Yom Tov for women because they were giving a schar for dedicating themselves to the building of the Mishkan in such a way that showed that they were not involved in the ego. And then the Torah writes, once it became a Yom Tov for women, so all Rishon Chodashim became for women. Became a Yom Tov for women. So that's what I would suggest here also, that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the Yom Tov which makes most sense to have a reset button on Tumas Mikdash Kedoshah. Every Rosh Chodesh, according to the Torah, is a spin-off of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So that's why it would make sense to say that every Rosh Chodesh, which is a miniature Rosh Chodesh Nisan, is when we recalibrate our dedication to Mishkan, and we are take care of Tumas Mikdash Kedoshah. And then there's a spillover. That's the Sawyer that was then brought for every Yom Tov as well. Shekulin Mechapro Tumas Mikdash Kedoshah. V'lozer Reb Shimon Mai Taima the Tanya V'lozer Reb Shimon Oimer Loi. Ye Omer Chagasukis Shaboy Dibra Kosov Loma Nemar Loimar Shazeg Goyreim. And Blozer of Shimon says that Balta Acher becomes incumbent upon us with Chagasukis. Why Chagasukis? He goes back to the original Drasha. Original Drasha said that the secret of the Pasuk has a summary Pasuk that says that you have to come on the other regal, part of the pasuk is Mokom Shiv Har Hashem. Chaga Matzis, Chaga Shavuos, Chaga Sukkos. So the Gemara says, what is Chaga Sukkos doing there? We're just talking about Chaga Sukkos. So the first answer was, we want to have all three of them Tovim because we need all three of them Tovim for Balta Acher. Second answer is, Chaga Sukkos is there to create a schedule of Pesach Shavuos Sukkos, Shemik HaSeder. Third answer, Chaga Sukkos is there because Chaga Sukkos is the Kaiveya for Balta Acher. As the Gemara says, now we have all the positions where all the dinim, all the shittos of Baal Ta'acher. When do I violate Baal Ta'acher? Either Rav Meir in the very first Yom Tov, Blozer B'Shemer in the very first Sukkos, because Chag Sukkos is extra, or the Tana Kama, three Yom Tovim, or Blozer Ben Yaakov, two Yom Tovim, because of different pasuk. Moadim. Or Shimon Elazar, who says it's Kisidron, and that's the one that picks up the stone of the Mishnah. So now the Gemara says that now we have to figure out the Elazar ben Yaakov. Now the Gemara says, so we have. Three different candidates for the psukim that you teach us about the Acher. One candidate was that it says, "Ei letasu shem b'mayadechem." So if you don't use that for about the Acher, so you use that pasuk to teach us that every Yom Tov there was a korban for Tumas Mikdash Kedosh. Okay. Then you have Chagat Pesach, Chagat Sukkos. They have three Tanaim who say that that's to teach us about the Acher all in different ways. But Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, he had the pasuk of Eile Tasu Lashem b'mayadeichem. So if you say that that's not a Baal Ta'achra pasuk, what is that pasuk for? Amr Vashaya. Rav Meir, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, Hai b'chaga matzis, chag shuvis, chag sukkos, my dor shvei. No. The other way around, I'm sorry. Rav Meir who says, they base him Shama. And Rav Elazar ben Yaakov who says, Eile Tasul Hashem b'mayadechem. No, sorry, again. What I said was right. Ein letasul shemayidechem teaches us miktuvus mikdush kedusha. Okay, so now we don't understand right now is what does Rav Meir and Rav Loza ben Yaakov do with the seemingly extra Chagas Sukkos? All right, three psukim. Veveisim shama vasim shama. So everybody has, that's a mitzvah saseh that have to bring my korbanos in the upcoming chag. Everything's good. Meir is the one that says it also defines a loisas. Good. Rav Loza ben Yaakov says, Ein letasu shemoydechem tu yam tovim, and Chazal, the other Tanom, say that's to teach us that every Yom Tif is a Tumas Mikdash of Yom Tif. Good. Okay. What do you do with the extra Chagasukos? That Pasuk teaches us some din of Al Ta'achim. Each one is darsh in a different way. Three Yom Tovim, Kisidron, Chagasukos. Good. So now what's missing? What's the loose end? The loose end is Rav Elozim and Yaakov and Rav Meir. What do you do with the extra Chagasukos? The Gemara says that is to teach us Rabbi Elozer's din. Rabbi Elozer's Messiah from Rabbi Shaya. The Omer Rabbi Elozer and Omer Rabbi Shaya. Minayin Latzeres Sheyesh Loi Tashlumin Kol Shiva. How do I know that Atzeres Shvuas also is Tashlumin? That loch is that when it comes to Sukkos, if I don't bring the korban I'm supposed to bring in the first day, the Oilas Riyah, the Shamni Chagiga, I can bring it all of Sukkos, even the Shmini Aseres. If I don't bring my Oilas Riyah, Shamni Chagiga, the first day of Pesach, bring it every other day. It's Tashlumin, it's the makeup. This is the Halach of Tashlumin, is the place where the Torah defines the idea that sometimes a mitzvah is a mu'uvas lo yochol iskain. Sometimes in mitzvah, there's no repair, there's no fix. If I don't take lulav and esrog in the first sukkah, there's no fix. If I don't wear tefillin, there's no fix. But sometimes, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave a fix. So when it comes to korban, he said, Yom Tov, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Tashlumin, and Chag HaPesach, if I miss the first day, there's a fix. You can do it Pesach Sheni. So when it comes to certain korban, he says, a fix. And based on that, when Chazal established Tefillah, so Tefillah in that regard, they maintain the Tefillah Keneged Korban. When it comes to other areas of Machlokes, whether Tefillah was established by the Avos or established by the Chazal after the Korbanos. But either way, everybody accepts that Anshei Knesset Gedolah, when they established the Tefillah, so they included in Tefillah as a Mu'uvos sheyachol liskein. You are able to fix that up. Kriyishma, you can't fix up. But according to most. But tefillah, there is a fix. What's the fix? If I forgot, then I can do an extra tefillah. Right? I can do an extra mincha for Gan Shachris. So that's all based on this din of tashlumin. The two kinds of tashlumin. The tashlumin for Shama Chigish Hamaviyah, and the tashlumin for the Yom Tif of Pesach. Those are the two tashlumin I'm aware of that's midin de Raisha. So now the question, what about Shavuos? Shavuos is a one-day Yom Tif. Is there a din of tashlumin? Nafkamina for Tachna. So the Gemara says that minayin latzeres sheyesh bo lo tashlumin kol shiva. That is a seven-day period of time after Shavuos when you can make up the korbanos we lost. Talmud Leimar, the Pasuk, Bechaga Matzois, Bechaga Shavuos, Bechaga Sukkos, Makish Chaga Shavuos, Bechaga Matzois, Machaga Matzois, Yesh Lo Tashlumin, Kol Shiva, Bechaga Shavuos, Yesh Lo Tashlumin, Kol Shiva. All right? So that, and the what the Gemara is pointing out is that the Pasuk that says, Yereh Kol Zchorch, Bnei Shem, Likechob, Amokom Shiva Hashem. So when it comes to that din, that I come to the Yom Tov with a korban, so that those korbanos, the ones that I'm supposed to bring, have a seven-day grace period. So when it comes to Pesach and Sukkos, the seven-day grace period overlaps with the actual Yom Tov. When it comes to Shavuos, so it extends beyond the Yom Tov, but it means that much of Klal Yisrael is going to be in Yerushalayim for the days after Shavuos, because then you can't get every single Korban Riyah, every single Korban Kiki on Shavuos. So Shavuos was a period of time when Jews came to Yerushalayim, so they were the knackers who got in and out, right? They were over there. Shavuos one day had Lulina, then leave the next morning. But there are many Jews who said, I can't get it in one day. It take time. So they made a family event. So it wasn't, they did Airbnb. So they took homes for a few days in Yerushalayim. So Yerushalayim was full of people bringing korbanis. Kayin and Levim were hanging around because they got so many more korbanis. So there was a Yom Tov in Yerushalayim. So it was an interesting kind of Yom Tov. It was the Yisro Chag Ba'avoyis and Mekarnis and Ech Yom Tov. It was a Yom Tov that was attached to the Yom Tov of the, it was a Korban Yom Tov. It wasn't a Yom Tov, there was no Yisro Malacha Bechlal. It was a Yom Tov entirely, like a Matzoi Shabbos, like a Yom Tov, because we're here maintaining the Kosh Life Reid Asma. So because it was days of Tashlum, it doesn't just mean that it was a period marked off in the calendar as you can bring your carbon. It really was a days of celebration. So as a result, it picks up a Yom Tov quality. And that's why on a Yom Hazeh, there's a very, very strong minhag to keep the not to say tachna. That's one way to maintain a minhag to be a strong minhag is attached to it, not to say tachna. That's
saying
Tachanun
is not
a
negation of
Simcha. Saying Tachanun, right. In other words, when there is a Simcha, so that's the release from Tachanun, right? So we don't say, Tachanun, right? Tachanun. So if there is, what will be an example besides the actual Yom Tovim. So Bris Mila could be a little bit different. Bris Mila could be, I think, because of the welcoming Eliyahu. And the presence of Eliyahu creates a certain excitement. Was that? Chosan. So Chosan is an example. He's getting married. So if a Chosan is true, it picks the whole... picks up the whole tzibur. That's apparently it is a difficult thing. I remember that when we had Shurim and Yom Ha'atzmaut, the Rav thought it was an incorrect idea that Tachanun is a contradiction to Simcha. He thought it was, he didn't explain it to himself. But Rav Lifshitz said both. He said Tachanun and Halal. He didn't think that Halal and Tachanun were stira. Simcha and Tachanun are stira. But Halal is giving Shadow Faidaya. Halal is not necessitated by Simcha. Chanukah, there's no din of Simcha. There's din of Halal. So that's what the Rav thought, that there's no reason why Halal and Tachanun couldn't coexist.
That seemed to be contrary to the concept
of Avelim,
don't they?
Yeah. Although it's not so positive, because the Svarim say that the reason we don't say Halal and a base oval is because of the pasuk play a mesim yaleluka.
Right, that I understand it's a base
oval. Yeah.
But meaning
not to say the grow. The grow is very, yeah.
Even though it's hold, I think that an oval can daven on the Tana Rosh Chodesh,
but yeah.
It doesn't say
halal. Yeah.
Because he's not the simcha.
Right. So it means the halal itself should be said b'simcha, yeah? Yeah, that's a tough one. Michael?
It's interesting that by the Tashlumin of Shavuos, so we would all not say Tachanun for the 8 days, but the Tashlumin three would have only technically applied to those individuals that didn't have a chance to bring their korbanos.
Right, right.
Tachanun. We're all the, I don't want to use the word beneficiaries, but we're all
the tagalongs. Yeah, Chosan comes to shul, so he's his simcha picks us all up. So you have, so here is even more so. Every base of medrash in Yerushalayim was probably lots of people who are on the way to the Beis Hamikdash. All right, so that was the Yom Tov when they were going to Beis Hamikdash. Right, we had the people who dedicated the wood. We had Masechtas Tainis. That became a Yom Tov for them. So the day that I go to bring my carbon to Yerushalayim, that is a Yom Tov. For me, it's a Yom Tov. So here we have a situation where probably there was a huge population in Yerushalayim that was celebrating their days in the Beis HaMikdash. Probably in the just statistically, probably Yisro Chag, and the next day after Shavuos, probably the majority of the people had not yet brought their korbanos to Beis HaMikdash.
Did Levi even apply during the
Tetzaveh? I don't think so. I don't think. I think Levi didn't. I have to check. Good. Ritabu's line. Ritabu says the simcha, not saying tachnis is the simcha that creates not saying tachnis. So he once had a situation where they didn't say tachnan because I guess it was a chosin or something. So they all skipped tachnan. They went to Ritabu and said, "What was the simcha?" He said, "What was the simcha? We didn't say tachnan. That was the simcha." So they got a rough deal. Tachnan. Okay. So we have this din of tashlumen that if I can still make it up after the first day, because Baruch Hu set time aside to make it. But what is usually the din of tashlumen is defined as a din, which means I have to be chayev b'shas masa. Right, that's the question that's raised: is Pesach Sheni? And whenever it comes to tashlumen, a question always is. Is the tashlumen an independent chiyuv, or is the tashlumen a tag along of the original machayiv? Right. So, for example, classic bar mitzvah shetel, any child who became bar mitzvah between Pesach and Pesach Sheni. So he raises the question: if Mashiach comes, will I be chayiv to bring a Pesach Sheni? I wasn't chayiv b'shas Pesach Rishon. So is Pesach Sheni a separate Yom Tov, which is an opportunity to bring Pesach again? Okay? So that means whoever messed up Pesach Rishon brings it, and anybody else it didn't bring. Or is it Tashlumen means it's only a makeup? But I wasn't Chayiv Mishas Masa, I have no makeup. Right? So that's the question comes up in other areas as well. So for example, it comes up whenever we have a Tainus that is a Nidcha. Tainus is Chal on Shabbos and Nidchah is Sunday. So a kid becomes bar mitzvah on Yud Av. He was born in Yud Av. So he wasn't chayiv to fast on Shabbos. So is Yud Av, when Tishba comes out on Shabbos, is Yud Av a tashlumen? Or is Yud Av Chazal stakana, that when you can't fast, until you fast in Yud Av? So that nafkamina for the child. So we usually assume that it's a separate, even it looks like a tashlumen, but it's really a separate day in the calendar, which is established whenever one can't fast in Tishrei Shacholis B'Shabbos. Same thing would come up, for example, that's the question that comes up when it comes to davening. So there, I have a one. Tefillah window of time to do tashlumen. If I was b'shoyeg, if I missed the tefillah b'mezid, then Chazal didn't give me the opportunity for tashlumen. Person didn't make havdalah matzoy Shabbos, so he gets to make havdalah till Tuesday. Is that tashlumen? So that's the machlokes. If a person is an onen on matzoy Shabbos. So it's a little bit more complex. So does he make Havdalah on Sunday when he comes back from the Beis HaKvaros? Do we say that the Havdalah on Sunday is a Tashlumen? The onion wasn't Chayiv. Or do we say, no, that a person has 3 days to make a Havdalah. He can't do it in the beginning, he does it later on. So that's the so whenever we have tashlumen, there are two ways to phrase tashlumen. Tashlumen can be phrased as a tag along, or it is a window of time in which we can still bring the korban. So that'll have important ramifications for next week's sugya of Shmini Atzeres. Exactly how is Shmini Atzeres a tashlumen? Is it, that we'll discuss next week in Mirtz Hashem. How independent is Shmini Atzeres? The next Gemara is a definitive Gemara in the sugya of Shmini Atzeres, because the Gemara says, why 7 days? When it comes to sugyas, you have 8 days. So why don't we give Shavuos 8 days? Pesach is 7 days, Sukkot is 8 days. So Shavuos can go either way. So the Gemara says, not so fast. Eimer the Amrina and Shmini regal of Neyatzmoy, the Indian Pazar Kashav. So the Gemara says that Shmini Atzeres is different because it's regal bifnei atzmoy. So that's what we're going to discuss next week. I have an article that listed many, many times in Shas when Shmini Atzeres is called Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 12 times in Shas when Shmini Atzeres is called the Yom Tov Achron. Yom Tov Achron means it belongs to Sukkot. How can you call it? And in fact, this Gemara itself says that Yom Tov Achron is regular of Neyatzmai. You can't have it both ways. You can't say it's the last day of Sukkot and it's independent. So, Mr. Shem, we'll discuss that. Okay.
Sure.
Thank you very much. Oh.